ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ वी आर एक्सप्लोरिंग द फर्स्ट चैप्टर सेकंड सेक्शन द्वितीय वल्ली ऑफ द कठा उपनिषद नचिकेता फर्मली रिजेक्टेड ऑल द टेम्पटेशंस दैट यमधर्मराजा एज ए टेस्ट ट्राई टू टेम्प्ट फर्मली नचिकेता रिजेक्टेड नॉट अनथिंकिंगली बट बीइंग एक्स्ट्रॉर्डिनरली इंटेलिजेंट हैड थॉट अबाउट देम very deeply, and then he firmly rejected. Then Yamadharmaraja started praising where this knowledge is concerned, the persons who would like to hear, the persons who would like to teach, and in a proper manner, such persons are extremely rare. We get many of these mantras in the form of verses in the Bhagavad Gita. So, echoing this particular seventh mantra, which says, Shravanayapi bahavihi yo nalabhyaha, Shrunvantopi bahavo yamna vidyuho, Ascharyo vakta kushalo asya labdha, Ascharyo gnata kushalanu sishtaha. Many there are who do not have the opportunity even to hear of this Atman. And even though hearing of the Atman, many do not comprehend. Wonderful is the expounder and extremely rare is the right hearer. Rare indeed, still rare indeed is the experiencer of Atman taught by an realized, able preceptor. In the Bhagavad Gita, we get the exact echo of this thing. Ascharyavat pashyati kaschidenam, ascharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyaha, ascharyavat chanyam anyaha shrunoti, shrutvapyenam veda nachaiva kaschit. Many of these mantras are lifted up from this Kathopanishad, and with a slight change, very slight change, they are presented to us in the Bhagavad Gita. We are extremely fortunate people in this world. Me who is talking about, you who are hearing, and those who also hear again from the recordings, and anyone who does that in the future, take it for granted. They are extremely rare people in this world. Echoing this again in another verse of the Bhagavad Gita, says, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye. Among thousands of people, only one or two people even try to strive. And among such who strive sincerely, and among thousands of such sincere strivers, perhaps a few reach the goal, realize the Atman and become completely free and blessed people. Now, why is Yamadharmaraja is talking about this? Because, O Nachiketa, remember, Nachiketa is the representative of every sincere spiritual aspirant. How rare it is. You are one of the rarest, and not only you, Yamadharmaraja was not praising himself, but he is telling how rare is the teacher who can also speak authoritatively. How rare is the student, the disciple, who is fit, not curiosity monger, but a person after deep thinking, and especially after having been offered such wonderful, rare things in this world, having firmly rejected them as completely worthless, useless, a waste of time, such persons are extremely rare in this world. When this Atman, which is so rare even to hear, and which is even rarer to get a person who personally experienced it, to come across such a teacher is still more wonderful, rarer. Even more rarer is, even after hearing, it remains a mystery for many people. Only a few realize. What we need to understand is that unless we acquire the necessary qualifications, it is almost impossible for anybody to even cherish the desire to progress in spiritual life. In other words, one must become a true inquirer, a true jignasu. If we remember Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavad Gita is nothing else but an essence, most marvelous essence of all the Upanishads. Sarvo Upanishado Gavo Dogdha Gopalanandanaha Partho Vachaha Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahat. Extremely rare is a person who inquires into the nature of the Atman, rather who would like to realize that Atman. But for that, even to become a true inquirer, jignasu, he has to pass through two other stages, which has been again beautifully explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that four types of great people, meritorious people, they are great devotees of mine, and there are those who are in distress but take refuge in me, those who are with unfulfilled desires and they only resort to me for the fulfillment of their desires. Only after this artha stage, distress stage, and only after the arthati stage, then only a person enters into this particular state we are talking about, jignasu state. In other words, it is very rare that we come across a genuine inquirer. It is still rarer to come across a genuine teacher who speaks from authority, from his own realization. And even after listening, it might take many, many lives, a long time, even to progress in spiritual life and ultimately reach. This beautiful idea is also presented in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan. Here jnanavan can be substituted by the word jignasu. Mam prapadyate. He reaches me, attains me. What does he gain? Vasudevaha sarvam iti. God alone exists, everything is God, and I am also God. Such a person, sa mahatma, sudurlabha, is extremely rare to come. We also get in the Vivek Chudamani, echoing this beautiful idea, dullabham trayamevaitat, devanugraha hetukam, manushyatvam, mumukshutvam, mahapurusha samshayaha. Extremely rare. Obtainable only by a lot of merits done in many, many past lives. And then, as a result of those meritorious actions, such a person obtains the grace of God, Deva Anugraha Hetukam. And what is the result? He gets three things. Manushyatvam, a human birth. Mumukshatvam, a deep, only desire for the realization of God, and the necessary equipment, favorable conditions, everything, a good, a right teacher at the right time, and who can guide him. This is called Mahapurusha Samshayaha. All these ideas are compressed in this one mantra, this seventh mantra, Shravanayapi, even to hear about higher things. Not to speak of spiritual life, even to hear about higher moral life. Nowadays, very, very few people teach them. Bahuvihi yo nalabhyah, most people, they do not get the opportunity. And some people, they have the opportunity. Shrunvantopi, even after repeatedly hearing from various authoritative sources, bahavo, many, many people, yam na vidyuhu, they cannot comprehend the nature of this Atman, nature of God. Such is the maya, deluding power of the Divine Lord. Therefore, ascharyo vakta, wonderful, rare, and extraordinarily lucky if the teacher is a person of realization. Kushalaha asya labdha, and even the person who obtains such a teacher, such a person is a great wonder in this world. Ascharyo gnatha, the person who wants to know, he is also very rare and extremely fortunate. But if a person is equipped with sadhana, chatushtaya, sampatti, he will come across a great teacher whose exact teaching will guide him step by step until he realizes what the guru has been teaching, that aham brahmasmi kushalaha anusishtaha. A person who is the rare inquirer and very lucky who gets such a great teacher, and having been instructed by him and practicing it for a long time, such a person reaches the goal and he looks at his own experience as the most wonderful, indescribable. This word ascharya is a very beautiful word. In many of our Indian languages, we use this word ascharya to mean surprise. If you are not expecting something and suddenly somebody comes or some event happens, you become surprised. But here, it is even deeper meaning is there. It is incomparable, because such an object, rather such an experience, which is purely a subjective experience. We are all accustomed to have objective experiences, but never subjective experience. Even psychologically, when at rare times we look into the depths of our own mind, and suddenly a great truth comes on and says, what is this my nature? Did I behave like this? How wonderful it is. I never knew I have this kind of qualities. All the time I have been estimating myself on a very high level. Suddenly now I discover that this streak is also within me. We will be really surprised. So, such a rarity of a teacher, rarity of a disciple or a student, rarity of the experience, which is incomparable. Never can we compare it to any experience in this world, in the other world, including the experience of Brahmaloka. We are going to come to that point very soon. This was what we had discussed in our last class. Then, Yamadharma Raja is continuing. Na narena avarena proktaha eshaha suvigneyo bahudha chintyamanaha ananya prokte gatiratra nasti aniyanhi atarkyam anupramana. This Atman, when taught by an inferior person, is not easily comprehended, because it is diversely regarded by disputants. But when it is taught by him who has become one with Atman, there can remain no more doubt about it. Atman is subtler than the subtlest, and not to be known through any argument, through any teaching. Let us explore this mantra in a little more detail. Avarena narena proktaha. Avarena means a person who doesn't know what he is talking about. An inferior person, an idiotic person, an ignorant person is an inferior person. That is what inferior means. A person who has no mastery over that subject, but he is going on talking about it. That means an unspiritual person, or even if we are very generous, it means a person who is still struggling to reach the goal, but has not yet reached, and his mind is beset with lot of doubts. If such a person becomes a teacher, and however great a disciple might be, he will never be able to understand it, because understanding depends not merely by the conveyance of the words, but there are two parts when we are listening to something. When we are listening to a person who had experienced it himself, then there is something indirectly, intuitively, over and above the sounds that we hear, comes and influences our mind. Just to remind ourselves, when people came to Sri Ramakrishna, and when they heard Sri Ramakrishna's teaching, M himself was the first such person and said, "What marvelous person, what a marvelous place, as though Shukadeva himself is teaching the highest Bhagavatam to Parikshit here. Such a holy place." M more than heard, he felt the beautiful atmosphere. Narendra, who came with a skeptical mind because he had very doubtful experiences earlier, nobody could reply to his question, "Hey, sir, have you seen God?" Everybody evaded that question. Here was a person who said, "Yes, I have seen God." Narendra could have been skeptical, but then he says, "I cannot understand this man. He looks like a madcap, but then I have never come across a person who is more sincere, more truthful. He means what he says." Intuitively, Narendranath has understood. Here we have to understand a very important point. When a person is endowed with Shraddha, truly a sincere person, he will be also endowed by the Divine Mother with another faculty that is called intuition. When he hears the right teaching from a right person, he could intuitively understand, here is a person who is an authentic person, an authority. He is not talking from like a scholar by reading books from intellectual understanding, but he had an experience and he is talking from his experience. Somehow this wonderful sense of intuition is within each one of us. When Swami Vivekananda attended the Parliament of Religions, thousands of people intuitively understood, here is a person who is not talking like scholars, like other teachers, but who is an authority by himself. Even the journalists recognize he teaches as if with authority. He speaks as if with authority. This was a reference to the biblical event when Jesus Christ was teaching. Many of the people were wonderstruck and they said, "This man teaches as if with authority." They did not know who was that authority. They do not have any understanding of what is authority, but they felt this is the truth. Thousands of people felt the truth of what Swami Vivekananda had taught. So also even today, as soon as a person reads the gospel, even though Sri Ramakrishna physically is absent, but as soon as he happens to read, provided he is a sincere seeker, immediately he has to admit intuitively that this is a book, this is a man who is speaking authentically from his own experience, and whatever he is teaching is a truth. This is what here in this 8th mantra, Yama Dharmaraja is telling, only the Atman must be taught by a person who has realized the Atman, who knows I am the Atman. If somebody doesn't have that kind of experience. He may have faith, but he may not have direct experience. Such a person without experience is labeled here as avarena. Avara means inferior. Inferior means inauthentic. Inauthentic means a person without any direct experience. So, taught by such a person, this Atman, suvigneyaha na bhavati, it cannot be understood in its true nature. It can be misunderstood. It will never be understood properly. But if the same thing is taught, and we are going to come to it very soon, if the same thing is taught by a person who has direct experience, this Atman becomes suvigneyaha, extremely very well understood. In another way of understanding is, it is not intellectual understanding, but it is intuitive understanding, and it leads to direct experience of the Atman. So why is it so difficult to talk about this Atman? Why is it so difficult to understand about this Atman? Because this Atman is what is called a subject which is not available in this world, and a person cannot talk. There is no pramana or authority excepting shabda pramana, shastra pramana, or the pramana of people who have directly experienced it. Only that is the only pramana. Pramana means the right means to understand a right subject. So many speculations regarding this Atman is cherished by people. Mainly these ideas about the Atman, mind you, by people who are scholars and who do not have any idea about this Atman. Some of them, after hearing, after reading, they say, yes, the Vedas teach, the Bible teaches, the Tripitakas teach, and the Quran teaches, God or Atman is Asti. This is called, there is God exists. But there are so many people. No, God doesn't exist. There is no proof. If God existed, first of all, he should have heard my prayers. Secondly, all this suffering that is going on in this world could not have been happening if there is a benevolent God, a good God. Such people firmly reject the idea, nasti, God or other world or life after death, Atman doesn't exist. And there are some schools of philosophy which say asti nasti. Yes, the Atman both at the same time exists and also do not exist. And there are extreme school of Buddhists who say nasti nasti. Nasti nasti means neither externally nor internally as an idea, God doesn't exist. It is only our thoughts and nothing else, our own ideas. These are called extreme idealists. Only the idea is real, everything else is unreal. Like this, regarding the existence of the Atman, God or other world, etc., there are various speculations. People go on arguing. That is what philosophy is about. So many contradictory schools of philosophy are there, and it is still going on. An inferior person, a person without experience, cannot teach. If he teaches also, it will be actually leading to misunderstanding, but never to right knowledge. But then, is there no way for us to know? Yes, there is a way. First question we have to ask is, are you sincere? First. Second, are you fit? Have you got the qualifications? Maybe there is a person who is very much impressed by Einstein's theory of relativity and he wants to understand it, but that sincerely he is longing to understand, but has he got the required qualifications even to intellectually cherish, even to understand, intuit what Einstein is trying to speak about. That is why Vedanta is very insistent that the student must acquire this yogyata, adhikaritva, fitness by acquiring fourfold qualities called sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. And this applies to every branch of the yoga, whether you want to practice karma yoga, raja yoga, bhakti yoga or jnana yoga, you have to acquire the necessary fitness qualifications, then only you have a right to enter in sincerely to a teacher and then ask him. And if you are not equipped, if anyone is not equipped, then the teacher, he recognizes person's sincerity, but he will not give the instruction until the student acquires the qualification to comprehend, to understand it rightly and not misunderstand. And even after that also, there is a danger of misunderstanding it. I am referring to a particular beautiful story that we get in the Chandogya Upanishad. The story of Prajapati, there was a Noira Brahman, once he announced that those who realize the Atman, all their desires are completely fulfilled. Two people, two representatives, one from the gods, one from the demons. They have approached him, bowed down to him, and the teacher asked, what brings you here? He knows what brings them there, but still he was asking. And then they reply, we heard your declaration, we have a lot of desires, and we think our desires can be fulfilled by obtaining the knowledge of the Atman. Please instruct us. And then he says, no, you are not fit candidates. Go and acquire the qualifications by living the life of a brahmachari for 32 years. And they did that. Then they came. Then the instruction was given. What was the instruction? That bring a pail of water and look yourself at it. And whatever you see there as your reflection, that is the Atman, that is your Atman. Both of them looked, they found exact reflections of themselves, and then they thought that this is Atman. Now we have experience of the Atman, and satisfied, they bowed to him, bade goodbye, and started back. On the way, Indra, the representative of the gods, he stopped. But this Virochana, the representative of the demons, that means body worshipper, he went happily, he never thought further. He said, this body is what I saw as the reflection in the pail of water, and this is what our teacher taught us, this is the Atman. So cherish this body, decorate it, feed it, entertain it, in every way cater to its whims and fancies, make it very comfortable. And most of the humanity are the descendants of these body worshippers. So what am I talking about? Even after living 32 years of life, this person, one of them, Virochana, did not acquire the necessary qualifications. What happened here? Not only he did not understand Prajapati's instructions, in fact, he thoroughly misunderstood, and then he propagated, and these people who follow this Virochana, by now he comes to be called as materialist, charvaka, a person who says, body is the Atman, worship it, keep it in comfort, so long as it is there, and that is the end, that is the goal of life, nothing else to be thought about it. So many conflicting opinions about the nature of the Atman. But is there any way out? Yes. What is the way out? Ananya prokte gati atra nasti. But if a sincere student is taught by an experienced teacher, a teacher who knows what he is talking about, ananya means, anya means somebody, some other person. Ananya means none other than one's own self. What it means is, a teacher who realized the Atman, that the Atman is not something else, I am different, the Atman is different, that is a wrong idea, I am the Atman is me, there is no difference between me and the Atman. Such a person is called Ananyaha. Ananya Prokte, when such a teacher teaches, because he is teaching from his own personal experience, and he only teaches, O student, Tatvamasi, you are that, you are the Atman. So I was also taught by my teacher that I was the Atman, and I practiced spiritual disciplines called Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana, and I proved through spiritual practice what my teacher taught is absolutely true. Now I know I am this Atman. So also, you will also, if you practice, will realize it in fact. This Ananya means a teacher who is a realized soul, who knows he is the Atman. If such a person teaches, taught by such a teacher, Ananya Prokti, taught by such a teacher, Atra Gatihi Nasti, there would be no doubt, there would be absolute realization, there would be no place for cherishing any different ideas, and the direct experience, direct realization of the self is achieved. Then in the fourth quarter of this mantra, Aniyanhi Atarkyam Anupramanat. The nature of the self is, it is subtler than the subtlest. That means, subtler doesn't mean smaller. Subtler means, it is beyond the comprehension of the sense organs, of the mind, of the buddhi, of everything. We can become one with it, but the moment we think about it, it becomes, as it becomes known, it becomes like any other objective knowledge, that which makes us feel, I know this. That means I am different from this. That is a wrong knowledge. That is an ignorant knowledge from the spiritual point of view. Then what is the right knowledge? Right knowledge is to become one absolutely with the thing that we want to know, and there would be no difference between me and what I want to know. Here I want to insert a very interesting point. This is the nature of knowledge. Of whatever knowledge we have, the moment we come to know the nature of that knowledge, we become that knowledge, and that alone modifies, transforms, brings about a change in our behavior. For example, a person sees something moving in semi-darkness. He thinks that it is a poisonous snake, and that is the knowledge he got. He doesn't have any doubt regarding that. He knows this is a snake. That means he becomes one with that knowledge that this is a snake, and his entire being acts and reacts according to that knowledge. So the point, this subtlest point is, whatever be the type of knowledge, right or wrong, until we think we come to know, it is not the right knowledge. Until that time, that is the right knowledge, and we become one with it, our whole being acts and reacts according to that knowledge. Now, Yamadharmaraja is telling, this Atman is the subject, it is not the object, it is the knower, it is not the known, it is the experiencer, it is not the experienced. This is what is meant by subtler than the subtlest means, first of all, it is not an object. Secondly, it is so great, it is infinite, it is unborn, it is eternal, it is all-pervading. These are all epithets, these are all words trying to describe the indescribable. It is not possible, in other words, to comprehend it through pure intellect, but it can be understood only through direct experience. And experiences of our two types, as we all know, experiencing an object is one kind of experience, the difference that I am the experiencer and this is an object which I experience, we remain forever completely separate. That is one type of experience. The other type of experience is, I am that. And this experience can never be described in words. Though we call it by proxy experience, truly speaking, self-experience is something which is indescribable. Only because we have to use human words, we use this word experience. It is becoming completely one, and that is called self-experience. Coming back again to the third part of this mantra, when a competent teacher teaches, the sincere, fit student has no choice but to obtain that knowledge like the teacher. What is that experience? The teacher's experience is, I am the Atma. The student's experience also will be, I am the Atma. Then what is the experience about the Guru? There is no Guru, there is no disciple, because there is only one existent Atman. This call it Guru, call it Sishya, call it Ishtadevata, by whatever name you call it. Now here, this word Gati, Gati means absolute knowledge, a state, the supreme state, where the student reaches it. He has given four beautiful meanings in his Bhashya. The first meaning he says is, if Atman is taught by a preceptor who himself is free from the illusion of duality and who has become one with Brahman, then all doubts such as whether Atman exists or doesn't exist and whether or not it is the doer, all these disappear. It is the very nature of the knowledge of Atman to put an end to all doubts. This is the first meaning. Second, or the text may mean this. When Atman, which is the inmost self of a man, and in no way other than the Supreme Self, is taught, there remains nothing else to be known, for there exists no other knowable object. The realization of Atman is the consummation of knowledge. Therefore, since there is no other object and nothing else to be known, all knowledge stops here. That is why it is called final knowledge, absolute knowledge. This is the second meaning Shankara gives. Third meaning, or when the pupil is taught that the Atman is non-different from Brahman, such a disciple, having been taught by a competent teacher, realized soul, does not come back to earth, because liberation immediately follows his knowledge through experience, through samadhi, that I am Brahman, and then the person is completely liberated, the body falls off. This is the meaning of the third meaning of that particular word, Gati. Then the fourth meaning, or when a preceptor who has known himself to be one with Brahman teaches an apt pupil that is none other than Brahman, the pupil cannot remain any longer ignorant about Brahman. That is to say, the pupil, like the teacher, realizes himself to be identical with Brahman. This last meaning is the difference between the second meaning and this fourth meaning is, in the second meaning, as soon as knowledge of self is realized, the body and mind fall off and he attains what is called sadhyo mukti, instantaneous liberation. The fourth one, even if the body remains, means jivan mukti. Such a person realizes himself that I am Brahman, even though the body mind complex continue to move at all. These are the meanings he is giving. The further description is telling that the knowledge of the Atman cannot be obtained by any amount of argumentation or reasoning. And why is it so? First, I will give a small introduction, because whenever we want to use what is called yukti or reason, reason functions only among two known facts. In fact, if there is only one fact, there is no need for reason at all. For example, we go to a shop and we want to buy, let us say, a piece of cloth. Then there are hundreds of different pieces of cloth. Naturally, we have to use which is the best variety and which is also reasonably priced. What is the comparison? Which is superior, which is inferior? This comparison is possible when there are more than two objects known, similar objects. But here the Atman, first of all, it is singular. There is no duality there. Secondly, it is completely unknown to us. How can we use reasoning in that case? That is why, what is the relationship between reason and the scriptural teaching? Vedanta is absolutely clear in respect to this. The answer is, first of all, you cannot get the knowledge of the Atman by any other means, pramana, excepting through the scriptural pramana or the teachings of the scriptures. And the teachings of the scriptures are nothing but the expressions of the direct experiences of sages who have directly experienced the Atman. But different scriptures, or even the same scripture at different places, describes the nature of that Atman in human words. Sometimes these expressions seem to be contradictory. Doubts may arise. It is in that case, to understand the scriptures, the teachings of the scriptures properly, that we have to use this reasoning to come to a doubtless conclusion that there is no conflict. They are not talking about two different things. They are not talking about the contradictory nature of the Atman, but they are using two different descriptions so that the recipients of those descriptions will be able to comprehend them, because all men are not at the same stage of understanding. The role of reason in this revelation is to understand by proper employment of the reason to come to the right conclusion about the teachings of the scriptures. Reason is always subsidiary, secondary, a help to make us understand the scriptural teachings proper. They are not to question the authority, the authenticity of the teachings of the scriptures. This is the point in this ninth mantra Yamadharmaraja wants to convey. Naisha tarkena matirapaneya prokta anyenaiva sujnanaya preshta yam tvamapaha satyadhritir batasi tvadringno bhuyat nachiketaha prashta. First of all, Yamadharmaraja, addressing his disciple as preshta, means most dear one. Here is a wonderful truth we are to understand. For a teacher of Atman, Brahman, Brahma Gnani, the most dearest person is not the sons, not the daughters, not the family members, but a person who really understands and appreciates his teaching, comprehends his teaching properly, and tries to follow it. Sri Ramakrishna follows this beautiful teaching with a beautiful parable. There was a rich man. He had a garden. He employed two gardeners, and one of the gardeners was very clever fellow. Always he stands in front of the owner. How beautiful you are. How marvelous you are. Your face is so beautiful. Your nose is so beautiful. Your teeth are so beautiful. He goes on flattering the owner, thinking that the owner will be very pleased. But the other gardener never comes to the owner, silently discharges all his duties, and he, under his caring hands, the garden just flourishes, yielding flowers, fruits, roots, everything as they are supposed to do. Sri Ramakrishna now puts a question, who do you think will be the beloved of this owner of this garden? Naturally, the person who is producing the fruits not the person who is a flatterer. So here also we have to understand Prestha means a person whom the teacher knows for intuitively, here is a person, he is like me, he is my Atman. Soon he will also realize he is also the Atman. Then he is a person nearest to me, because for the Atman, the nearest thing is the Atman. Addressing Nachiketa, Yamadharmaraja now tells, Naisha Tarkena Matihi Apaneya. What does he mean? Esha, that means this Atma Jnanam. Matihi, proper understanding of the Atma Jnana. Tarkena na apaneya. By argumentation, by debating, by intellectual cogitation is not available to be understood. In fact, on the other hand, it is completely misunderstood. Of which we have talked, there are people who consider themselves panditam swayam dhiraha panditam manyamanaha. They consider themselves as pandits even though they are totally ignorant. How do we know? Because if they have true understanding of the scriptures, the first result will be complete detachment of these worldly objects, and they start looking upon every object as this vishaya, as visha, pure poison. If that is not seen, that means they are only intellectual people and completely immersed in the mire of this world. Therefore, through any amount of reasoning, one can never come to the right understanding of the Atman. But then, how can one understand it? Oh, my dear, I am going to tell you. Anyenaiva proktaha sugnanaya bhavati. Anyena, previous mantra we used. Nanyena, ananyena. So here he is using the same word. Anyena means a person who completely realized the Atman and becomes identified with it. Such a person is a rare person in this world. Prokta, taught, explained, by his very presence, the understanding comes. Please keep it in mind all the time. Whenever we come across this world, taught, well instructed, etc., we have to understand the part of the hearing the instruction is only 1%. 99% it is the personality, the authenticity that exudes from the very personality of the teacher who has directly taught. Anyenaiva proktaha, well taught by even a person who has experienced himself, sugnanaya bhavati, it will be understood in its right way, and then only the people will be able to progress. Because the first condition is to understand something rightly. Then as right understanding dawns, our desire for realization of that truth also grows. There is an invariable relationship between right knowledge and right desire. Without right knowledge, right desire also cannot come. This is one of the reasons even the most intelligent persons fall into this trap. That is, even though they talk high things, they run after even the inferior things. As Ramakrishna used to say, they are like vultures soaring very high. That means talking very high and trying to give sermons and lectures, but their minds are completely fixed on the what Ramakrishna calls this lust and greed, on money and enjoyments. Then the teacher, Yamadharmaraja, he already addressed him, you are my most dear person. And why you have become very dear? Because you are the right student. Very soon you are going to realize, I know that I am you, but you do not know that you are me as Atman. But very soon, and in fact, with the qualifications that you possess, you have already reached that state. So he says, Yam Tvam Apaha. You have already as if attained that highest realization that you are the Atman. Here we have to pause and understand, Yamadharmaraja has not even started teaching about this Atman, but still he is telling, you have already reached it, because like Totapuri Maharaj, the moment he teaches Sri Ramakrishna, Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, instantaneously he had already attained it, as if he attained it, because very soon he is going to attain it. Yam Atma Jnanam Tvam Apaha. You have already, as if, obtained that. Why? Satya Dhritihi. You are of truthful resolve. Why? Because I have offered you so many unreal things, and you, through them, knowing that they are not true, they are not real. Dhritihi means an indestructible willpower. You will never be deviating. Nobody can deviate you from your resolution, which is so strong, and it is not only strong, but it is truthful. That means you are the true seeker, real seeker of the highest truth, not anything other than the truth. You are possessing that true resolution. Is he simply praising? No. O Nachiketa, how I wish inquirers, students like you, I will be very fortunate if I can get more students like you, exactly like you. He says, Bhuyat Nachiketaha Tvadruk, Tvadruk, absolutely like you, Satya Dhritihi, and able to reject everything other than the knowledge of Atman. So, Prashta, a questioner like you, Bhuyat, may I have many, many, many such. Any teacher who says these wonderful things, we have to understand how great an estimate such a teacher is having. Exactly same thing happened in the life of Sri Ramakrishna. As soon as Totapuri Maharaj saw, he said, here is a fit person for sannyasa. Intuitively he came to understand, but he did not understand Sri Ramakrishna completely. How do we know? Because he was expecting, he is a fit person, fit student, and I will teach him, and like me, he has to work for many, many years, and then only he will realize the Atma. But the moment he initiated him into Mahavakya, instructed him how to meditate, and asked him to meditate, and immediately Sri Ramakrishna plunged into the deepest samadhi, and Totapuri was not expecting it, and he said, what divine maya, I took so many years, 40 years, this man had instantly merged, realized that truth, which took me such a long time. Of course, it is extremely difficult to understand a great person like Sri Ramakrishna, whom millions worship today as one of the greatest incarnations of God. Then Yamadharmaraja is telling, not only he was praising the student, he was giving the reason why I am praising you. Oh Nachiketa, you did not go through this tortuous path for many, many lives, and then after experiencing the results, then understanding the futility of such achievements, then sadly you threw them away, that I have missed the real goal, now only I understand, and I will now run after this real goal. No, I had to run through that tortuous path in the past, and afterwards only I had attained to the self-knowledge, but you, without undergoing all these tortuous paths, straight away you jumped at the truth, you grasped the real truth. How much more great you are than people like me. This is the burden of this beautiful mantra. He says, Janamyaham Shaivadhiriti Anityam Nahi Adhruvaihi Prapyatehi Dhruvam Tat Tato Maya Nachiketas Chito Agnihi Anityaihi Travyaihi Praptavanasmi Nityam. O Nachiketa, now you came to me as Yamadharmaraja. This is a post, and I obtained this post after performing that Nachiketa Agni that I have taught you, after performing it so many times, as a result of all these things, I have attained to this post, which is really impermanent, but compared to earthly, mortal jobs, this lasts for a long, long, long time, and it is endowed with so many unpleasant duties, because, O Nachiketa, everybody hates me, everybody fears me, everybody's prayer is, O Lord, keep me away from this Yamadharmaraja for as long as possible. He is telling, Janamyaham, I knew Sevadihi, this wonderful treasure, Sevadi means treasure, that Anityam, iti Anityam, it is temporary, it is not at all permanent. I knew it intellectually. I also knew that Adhruvaihi, by finite means, infinite, the Atman, which is unborn, which is eternal, which is infinite, can never be attained by any amount of finite actions, even if they are done for a very, very long time. I knew it. Nahi Adhruvaihi, not by temporary means, that Atman, which is eternal, he Dhruvam Prapyate, Dhruvam, that Atman is eternal, and it can never be attained by any means. That is why Shankaracharya was dead against karma, because every action is finite, temporary, last begins in time, ends in time. Anything, if the cause is only temporary, the result also cannot be eternal, it can only be temporary. But even then, I could not resist the temptation. Tataha maya nachiketah chitah agnihi. I had invoked, I have performed this Nachiketa Agni many times, and as a result of it, I have obtained this post, which is called Imrityu, in charge of life and death, is absolutely, this is a temporary job, though from the mortal point of view, it lasts for a long time. Only after obtaining this job, after fulfilling, satisfying some of my desires, then the wisdom dawned into me that these are all worthless things. The only true achievement is knowledge of the self. Then I devoted myself to the knowledge of the self, and then I obtained. But whereas you, in one throw, you kicked out everything that I have offered, including Brahmaloka. I offered you, in other words, the highest imaginable mortal enjoyment or happiness is measured, is termed as Brahmaloka. I offered you Brahmaloka, where people live long time and experience the highest dualistic pleasures that are possible by even only by very, very fortunate few, and I have offered it, and without even thinking twice, you have rejected it absolutely, and that is the reason that you are so great, greater than me, without going through all those torturous experiences like me, you are able to reject it completely, and that's why I am praising you. You are greater than me. May I have more disciples like you. And this was teacher's sincerest compliment. This is the greatest compliment anybody can get. But the most important point is, already as if you have obtained self-knowledge, because you are endowed with the supreme discrimination, dispassion, mind and body control, and tivra mumukshutvam, intense yearning for God realization, for liberation, and anyone who is endowed with these qualities is sure to obtain it. Now, people may not have any idea what Yamadharmaraja means by Brahmaloka, and he is going to explain it, which we will discuss in our next class. ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीरामकृष्णार्पणमस्तु।